Vegetables and fruits are the main crops at Pinehold Gardens, but this 21-acre farm in the Milwaukee suburb of Oak Creek also has chickens that lay eggs to sell, and a rooster or two.
And that's Junior, one of our original roosters.
He's getting to be an old man now.
Farm owners David Kozlowski and Sandra Rodenz walk past the poultry pen and back toward their yet-to-be-planted vegetable fields that are still soaking wet from rain and snowmelt. At the edge of the muddy fields, mounted on a concrete base, is one of the things that sets this farm apart from most others. It's a 16-panel, south-facing solar array, complete with a motorized tracker that helps the panels follow the sun. Kozlowski says this tracker cost more money to put in, but he says it's boosted the efficiency of the panels by about 30%.
When the sun is shining, we're getting as much as they can produce. In fact, not unusual that we will actually produce more than the inverter can take, and I call it bonking the inverter.
The inverter changes direct current to alternating current. These solar panels and 14 more installed on the roof of a shed at Pinehold Gardens provide much of the power to run the farm, including walk-in coolers used to store the produce in summer. The photovoltaic, or PV, solar energy system cost about $45,000. But with a variety of federal and state incentives, do-it-themselves work, and selling excess power to the local utility, Rodenz and Kozlowski have only spent about $16,000 out of pocket. Rodenz says that's cut the system's payback period from 18 years to just 8.
It's great. When it's paid back in 8 years, we will have additional funds to put into the farm.
Rodenz and Kozlowski support the Clean Energy Jobs Act that's being debated in Madison. In part, the bill would offer businesses more renewable energy incentive programs. But the Wisconsin Farm Bureau opposes the bill. Bureau spokesman Jeff Lyon says some farmers could gain from producing renewable energy. But he says the big majority of farmers would pay higher electricity bills if there's less use of coal and greater use of more expensive alternative fuels.
You know, farming is a very energy-intensive business, and farmers generally don't have the opportunity to pass those costs on in their sales of their products.
But back at Pinehold Gardens, Sandy Rodenz and David Kozlowski have another reason for supporting the Clean Energy Jobs Act and its aim to cut air pollution that adds to global warming. Their farm is located about a mile and a half west of the still-expanding We Energy's Elm Road coal-fired power plant. Drive by that huge plant and you can hear the construction noise. You also see long freight trains delivering coal. The coal will be burned and add to the greenhouse effect that most scientists say is helping warm the planet. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Oak Creek.